This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
And horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Hey, top story of the day. This is a tough one. Coben Porter, brother of Michael Porter Jr., sentenced to prison in fatal DUI crash. 6-year sentence for killing Kathy Lyman Rothman at the age of 42. And it's just a terrible story. You know, again, it's secondary, so secondary when you talk about the loss of a life. But with Michael Porter Jr., you get this news, which we were waiting to see when this was going to come out. His other brother, Jonte Porter, has been banned by the NBA for gambling, and we'll get into some of that. And you just got to wonder how MPJ is going to handle all this stuff. They got the playoffs starting tomorrow. And again, I know that's so secondary, but as a sports fan, you can't help but think about those things.
Well, and yeah, and like there's – what are we going to say? Like, we can't come on. Like, someone lost their life.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible.
It's awful.
And as what he does with it and how he processes it and moves forward, it will be interesting. Like, there is history of people taking trauma and coming out. Like, we talking off air about the Celtic guy.
Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, and he came
when
out
his
and
sister
just,
died. Yeah.
And just destroyed it. And then Brett Favre, when his dad passed away,
sure.
He came out. Like, it will be interesting to see because, I mean, he's going through a lot right now.
Yeah, you know, maybe he uses basketball as his escape, as his form of therapy, or who knows. And certainly that, I mean, again, I can't stress it enough, it's so secondary, but if he does end up having a bad stretch in the playoffs, it's going to be easy to say, yeah, man, I get it, which
yeah.
is tough.
Yeah, I mean, well, no one's going to be able to comment on it. Like,
no.
Hey, why, it seems like you're distracted. He's like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah.
Sorry.
This is that weird thing in sports right now where you almost can't be critical of this guy right now. You just can't because he's going through so much. And a lot of us, if we were going through the same thing, we'd still have to go to work and stuff. But, you know, we're not necessarily performing in front of millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. And my hope is that he takes it and he uses the game and processes it and he comes out and has one of those huge games that people talk about how he was able to persevere through it. But I think you're right. If he comes out and he can't go, what are we going to say?
What are you going to say? I mean, we're not going to talk about, oh, he's not living up to his contract. You know, we've done that, but you can't really do it this time. You
yeah.
just can't. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison today for killing that woman in a drunk driving crash last year. You said something interesting during the break. Sometimes they say sentenced to 6 years. That doesn't always mean 6 years, does it?
It doesn't. And the tagline here is so people can look it up if they want to, is truth in sentencing. In Colorado, if you're sentenced to a prison term, you get things like good time, credit for time served, and earned time. And all that is a way of saying that you don't do your full sentence. There's lots of reasons for it, but at the end of the day, it incentivizes people to behave while they're in custody. Because if you know that if you do your time and you do your rehab and you do what you need to do and you're good, you get out, your 10-year sentence turns into a 3.5-year sentence, you know, that's a pretty big motivation. So it's a huge conversation, Brady. Like it's huge and it's controversial, right? Because like, should you be allowed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it just be expected that you need to behave? Or should you get more time versus getting benefits or having time reduced versus like, okay, how are we incentivizing behavior? What are we trying to achieve? But right now as it stands, he got sentenced to 6 years for the death of that woman. he won't do 6 years.
And you had talked about the Lord of the Flies thing. I think that that's an interesting, certainly an interesting way to express it, because that does, if you're going for a long, 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 long time, that maybe mentally that becomes your life. You become that person that you see on the movies and all that stuff. But it does incentivize you to not be that person and you know, try to do good things while you're in there.
Well, absolutely. Or not do bad things, right?
Sure.
Like, we're not asking people to, like, rescue orphans. Mm-hmm. We just don't want there to be issues, because at the end of the day, I think this is – I don't think I need to tell anyone this. DOC, Department of Corrections, prison, not fun.
Can't imagine.
It can be a scary situation. It's very – a lot of anxiety. It's, you know, you lost your freedom. You're in there with other people that have lost their freedom. And so they're looking for ways to try and keep people on track so everyone can do their time. And in this particular case, what they have found is that by incentivizing them, you actually get better behavior. And then there's the fun question of, like, well, what do you do with people that have, like, a life sentence and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And that's actually where you get into other benefits, where I think people have heard the stories where, like, well, inmates have tablets now or TVs and books and things like that. And maybe not so much books, because I feel like everyone's like, hey, you can have a book. But when you start hearing, like, well, why do they get tablets and stuff like that? I don't have a tablet. My kid has it. I don't have a tablet.
Yeah.
Well, it's because there's benefits that are given to them to incentivize behavior. If you're good, you get your tablet. Like my kid. If my kid is good, he gets his tablet. And it's a very complicated situation.
I think what you just said, too, so many people need to hear that, because so many are like, why do they get this if they're in prison? They shouldn't get this. But you got to incentivize them somehow, or otherwise, if you're just – that's your life and this is it. You're going to get your three meals a day. You go to bed and that's your life every day. Perhaps you're going to do something to entertain yourself, and that maybe be a bad person.
Or have other problems with inmates. I always like to switch people's perspective on this, because I think it's very difficult to tell someone, like, hey, you did something so bad, you're going to prison. And regardless of how we got there, right? And if you're ever facing that situation, give us a call. However, it's a situation where if you're going there, like, how do you tell someone, like, well, they're not going to do what they actually said? Well, what is the purpose of that? Because outside of the very rare circumstances someone gets life in prison, that people will be released. The criminal justice system does end for the vast majority of people. What do we want that person to be when they come out?
Sure.
Do we want them to be set up for success? Or do you want someone who will potentially be revisiting the criminal justice system? And my argument is usually, like, you want people to be successful, right? Like, if you do your time, I use a Game of Thrones quote. The bad doesn't wash out the good. The good doesn't wash out the bad. You want them to focus on the good, to get better, do their classes, do the rehab, do what they need to do, serve their time, and come out and not go back.
Andy LeClaire joining us from Bruno Lilly LeClaire. Check him out online at bll.legal or call 720-340-1373. Wrapping up here with you, Andy, just looking back at the Shohei Ohtani story with the interpreter, Mitsuhara, that story has just been absolutely wild.
We were talking about it yesterday, Brady, and I had a different opinion 12 hours ago, because, like, information is still coming out, and the more information I'm learning, I'm going back and forth. It's going to be interesting. I believe federally he does have charges against him right now, the interpreter. I will butcher his name, so I apologize. I'm not even going to try.
Mitsuhara?
Mitsuhara.
Okay. Mitsuhara, something like that. Yeah.
So he's been charged, I believe it was with fraud, bank fraud. But honestly, if information keeps coming out, like, I would not be surprised if you see more charges, and it's on the federal level. So I don't think we'll be seeing any state charges, but you will see. I think you could see more charges, especially if they figure out, like, he stole his identity and did some other stuff like that. This could get a lot more interesting before it gets resolved.
Well, and you're dealing with illegal bookkeepers too. That whole side of it, mm-hmm. are we done with that? Are we going to get more information coming out about that?
And that's why I said interesting.
Yeah.
Because what'll be interesting, and this happens, is, okay, Mitsuhara, what mm-hmm. do you know about that organization?
Yeah.
Are you now a witness in that case as, like, a deal? People use the word snitch, but, like, are you going to provide information? Like, it could get really interesting still. Even after he's done, even after he takes a deal and he's doing whatever he needs to
do. Will he do time? Will he actually go to prison, you think? Because we saw that it could be facing up to $1 million fine or 12 years in prison, or I can't remember how much it was, but do you think he'll actually do time?
So the federal system, you're much more likely. They have a very strict rubric, essentially, that they follow, and they really just kind of assign everything points in your entire life, your associates, friends, family ties, community ties, everything, you know, minus two, plus three, and they actually rubric you out. And so really what they do is they change that rubric and they'll give you extra points here and there or something like that. But you're much more likely to see a federal sentence. And federally speaking, you do almost day for day. There isn't a lot of truth in – the truth in sentencing in federal prison is you do the time.
Pretty much. Because why is that? Because it's not as bad as –
No. I think at some point you cross certain lines and there is some incentives. And remember, we are just talking about – shortening a sentence and not necessarily about the benefits you get while you're inside. So there are still incentives to be good, and that analysis isn't over, but you get significantly less earned time and credit in a federal sentence. So that also comes into play where they reduce it, but maybe you know that you're doing a significant more chunk.
Wow. That's all very fascinating, man. Andy, I always appreciate your insight to these stories. And unfortunately, we know we're going to have more of these negative stories in the sports world that pop up and that involve the court system and all of that. And I love being able to pick your brain. So let's do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on call, so when someone goes on, just give me a call. I'm happy to jump on. So
we had you're going to have to go back and listen to it. I know you were busy, but our podcast will come out. But a guy we both like, Chris Harris Jr., former Bronco, and you're one of the rare Chargers fans.
Well, former Charger. I got a ball signed by him at my house.
Well, it was probably easy for you to get that because you were one of like two people at a game, right?
Well, yeah. Man, I can't wait for next season.
Well, I mean, again, you go there and it's like, I mean, I've been to concerts in Greeley, actually, where there was just three of us there. And it's really easy to go talk to the artist at that point.
I did have an experience like that for Bowling for Soup back in the day. Never once for a Chargers game, though. It seems always out there. I don't know.
Now that I've got you, then I got to tell you the story. I don't know if you're what kind of music you're into, but I'm into the rock side of things. A band called Flaw is one of my favorite bands. They're going to perform at Greeley, and I'm all excited. My buddy and I, it was a Wednesday night concert at 7 o'clock. So we go there, and the opening act, so Flaw's like hard rock, it's not heavy metal, but the opening act is like heavy metal. So we walk in, and it's, you know, we're getting, the lights are going out, it's me and my buddy, and we look around, and there's three other people there at the Moxie in downtown Greeley, and I'm not knocking the Moxie, it's a great place. Mm-hmm. There's three other people for this concert. So there's five total dudes for this.
Just ask if he'd sit on stage at that point.
Well,
I want to be a part of the band.
So he's ripping and roaring, and then after every song, he would go, "Thank you, Greeley." And it was like five of us. And I'm trying to talk to my buddy, and he's like, "I don't want to make eye contact with you because the bass player is just staring at me."
There's only so many options.
And he's like, "Stop interrupting the song, bro." So he's like, "No, I don't want to look at you right now because this guy's locked in, and I'm the only guy in this corner."
That is one way to keep attention, is just mad dog someone the entire performance. Like, okay, well, I'm here now.
Oh, we wouldn't even get up to go get a beer or anything because we're like, they're just looking at
us. They would have stopped the song.
Oh,
they would have waited.
We'll wait for you, man.
Come back. Okay, keep going.
Well, then you get guys out there start doing the mosh pit or the, you know, knocking each other. There's just two
of
guys.
Them just bashing into each other.
It was so funny, man. Andy, my man, always appreciate you. Throw out that information. And you know, how people can contact you if something happens, you know, something bad happens.
Absolutely. And I'll start with this. Don't talk to the cops. You come talk to us. That's why we're here to help you. So give us a call, 720-340-1373. We're also online, bll.legal. We do free consults. Like I said, just talk to us. We can help you out. It's quite literally our job.
Well, you guys are so informative, so educational, and we've learned over the years of having you guys on the programs here at KFKA, you know your stuff. And that's what I think people that are listening right now, if something happens, you're the ones to call.
Well, thank you. And yes, give us a call.
All right, my man. Andy, we'll catch up with you probably in a couple weeks, or if there's breaking news,
we'll bring
you in. If
something happens, we'll see.
All right, man. Andy LeClaire of Bruno Lilly LeClaire. 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Let's get into it. Lakers Nuggets this weekend. We got the Avs playoff schedule set too, so we'll get into all that more on the other side. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Angel, if you thought my tweet was bad, you know, for toward primetime or the Buffs, all that stuff that went on last night, how about this for a headline? From Sean Keeler, good guest of the show, friend of mine. CU Buffs, Deion Sanders loses 15 guys in 17 days. It's not them, Coach Prime. It's you. And then a headline here. 2023, we coming. 2024, they going. Sanders promises more star transfers on the runway, but he's also saying goodbye to his Louis Vuitton recruits, such as Cormani McClain and Alton McCaskill. It's an interesting study, man, and it's crazy the following that Coach Prime has. I mean, these guys are lethal, Angel. I don't know if you had a chance to do some late-night reading and see some of the comments just going at me for simply saying Shiloh Sanders' Instagram tweet, or whatever you call it, was not really a good look. And they just, they could not take it. It made their head explode.
No, it's very strange to see the reaction from these Prime fans, and I'm excluding them from the Buffs fans because you seem like decent people.
Yeah,
for the
I think so.
Part.
I think there's decent ones.
You know, if you just go to the games because you want to see Ralphie run, great. I that's a cool thing to do. But this fanatical audience of people that just love primetime, and it's cool. You can love him, but to think that he can do no wrong or that anything is some big personal attack against him personally, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I look back at my two tweets that really got Buffs fans mad, and it was that one there. And then it was during the Rocky Mountain Showdown when, you know, Henry Blackburn makes the hit on Travis Hunter and Buffs fans were really wanting him ejected from the game and he ended up just getting a flag for it. I had tweeted out the video of Shador poking Mo Kamara in the eye. And I said, hey, you guys wanting Henry Blackburn ejected from this game might want to take a look at this. And Angel, you would have thought that I tweeted Primetime is a terrible human being and you should hate this guy forever. I am a fan. And it's funny to me when I get people coming at me, they're like, we're going to kick your butt, Rams fan. You know, you Rams are going to lose or whatever. And I'm like, I never once said I'm rooting for CSU in this game. I just said you might want to take a look at this too, because a guy poking a dude in the eyeball is not a football play. And my goodness, Angel, they freaked out, and they freaked out about this one last night.
Yeah, it's when you bring this type of attention to yourself, you're going to get the people that love you, the people that will hang on every word and, oh, you're doing all the great things, you can do no wrong, you're building these great men, and he may be doing that in some aspects, but you're also going to get people that don't like the attention, that don't like everything you say being this, oh, no one's ever done it like this before. They have, it's just not as flashy or not as, you know, got to get every camera, we got to wear GoPros at practice so you can see what we're doing. No one else does that, and credit to Prime for doing it because it's different. But you're going to attract some people that just don't like it.
Yeah, and honestly, I've been one of those guys that's like, I like some of that stuff. I like a good chunk of it. Big Hub says, what is a Brady hole? Somebody actually...
I've wondered that a lot.
Somebody tweeted that last... It's my favorite tweet, man. I made it my banner picture for about 5 minutes and decided the vulgar... Because it said, what the blank is a Brady hole.
Can we put it on a t-shirt?
I would love to put that on a t-shirt. I would love that to be a thing. I guess I found that people were just so nasty to me. My best defense, Angel, was just to kind of joke around a little bit. Somebody said, I think it's funny. Not, you know, it's not a good look. A grown man being all up in his feels because of this. And people that know me, I cannot stand the term up in his feels. I hate it. It's not accurate. It's terrible. So when this guy did it, I had to go at it.
Do those same people listen to a primetime podcast and they're just, you know, on their knees just praising this guy?
Yeah, I would imagine.
The coach he is, and that they're not in their feels about that?
Yeah.
Or is that just, I'm trying to get close with Prime so I can sit at that lunch table and not have to pay for it?
Yeah. I just hate the... So I just commented and said, well, you did say it. Me being a grown man, I don't know what you're talking about because I hate the term all up in his feels. And I said, the way you're using feels is not a word. You can... You know, there it, feels is a word, but the way you're using it is not complete a complete sentence. Please rephrase it. So I had fun with that one last night. But, you know, it's okay to be a fan of somebody, but then acknowledge that something they've done is not okay. And most of these people say they didn't have a problem with what Shiloh was tweeting because everybody does it, apparently. Really? Everybody does it?
Sure. It's different because the last name of Sanders, because these two guys, you know, have these larger than life personalities with their dad and with their family. That everyone know, you know a lot about these kids because of the documentaries and the background video, all of that stuff. So they draw as much attention as their dad does.
But why? Okay, they're saying that a lot of teams do this. Tell me, like, an Alabama player tweets out, hey, you're entering the portal. Get at me. That's okay? Like, that is a normal thing now? Or should it be reach out to me and I'll put you in contact with so-and-so?
I can't say that I've seen it. I can't deny that I have. That I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that it never happens because you know you follow players on Twitter and they tweet stuff like, "Hey, portal's open. Come to Bama. We're ready for you." Whatever, and that's that happens, and that's not illegal in any sense. And we're not saying what Shiloh did is
just said it wasn't a good
wrong
look.
Or he broke the rules. It just looks strange.
Yeah. And that was my biggest thing was
because of
not
all
a
the stuff
look.
Last year was come to see you. We're coming. Bring your Louie. We're going to be this top tier program. And the facts is you went 4-8.
Yeah.
That's not a great start.
Well, and I think, again, the notion that it's Shiloh on the defensive side and Shador on the offensive side, the way the tweet looked to me was like, you can't get on this team from the portal without going through us first. That's just what it
like.
They're
the
like.
Bouncers of a club.
Kind of.
Like, Deion's up in his suite. You want to go talk to him, you got to talk to me. You got to impress me first.
I have the picture in my mind, too, of when Jay Norvell shaking hands with Coach Prime at the end of the Rocky Mountain Showdown last year. And Shador's right there. Like, he's in his face. He's standing there just staring him down like, you know, like his bodyguard or something. I don't like that stuff. The stuff that's it's just almost nasty. I didn't like it, man. You know, and Shador's telling his dad, you know, don't hit him or whatever when Jay comes up. Didn't he say something like that? Mm-hmm. He's like, don't go at him.
Don't put hands on him.
Don't put hands on him. And I'm like, for what? You know, like for Jay Norvell to say what he said. Now, is that a good look for Jay Norvell to say, hey, I do know that when I'm talking to adults, I take my hat and my glasses off. Is that a good look? Honestly, it was WWE stuff, and I liked it. And I liked Shador Sanders doing the watch thing, you know, time to leave or whatever that was. I'm in on it. I don't like it when it goes to the next level, when sports hate becomes dangerous. And that's when they went to shake hands, and the fact that Shador said, don't put hands on him, took it to the next level. And I don't like that. That's what's tough. So,
well, and then what would be the defense against if he did? Let's just say in another alternate universe.
Jay deserved it, right? That's what Prime fans would say. He deserved it. You should see some of these fans, man. I had to block one, and he wasn't coming at me. He was going after Jay Norvell's wife. The stuff that this fan is putting out there is vile. And I didn't see that last night, mainly just you're an idiot and your picture's bad and you look stupid and all that stuff. But, I mean, it's like, and then one person said, it's genius what Shiloh's doing. The proof is in the pudding. It's already working. And I responded and I said, give me one example. And the person goes, it's not my job to read all of the articles and give you your information. And I'm like, then it doesn't work. If you can't give me an obvious example of Shiloh and Shador Sanders receiving a recruit and actually produces on the field, then shut up. Shut your mouth, bro.
You don't get to use the same story from last year.
No.
Proof is in the pudding. They're getting transfers. Yeah. Everybody's getting transfers right now.
Correct. And it's not as, I mean, the spring game is still the most sold out, second most sold out in CU's history, but it's down from last year.
Well, the shine players that you were bragging about last year are the ones that are leaving this year.
Yeah, man. It's just, it certainly is an interesting case study. You could tweet right now. You could tweet right now something negative about primetime, Angel, and I guarantee you they're coming.
What would my 146 followers have to say?
They would make fun of that fact, too. They make fun of me. They put me up next to a prominent Denver sports figure.
Did you use a hashtag? Or you just quote tweeted the picture?
I just tweeted the picture and I said, no, not a good look. That's it. They find you. They sense it, man.
Oh, they scour the interwebs for it.
They're just sitting there all day. Who's being mean to Prime? Who's being mean to Prime? And this is why people also have... It's like we talk about... what's her face? Taylor Swift. It's not necessarily Taylor Swift. It's the weirdos that love her. You know, you're just weird about her. This is Primetime's fan base. You guys aren't much different than the Taylor Swift fan base. You're just weird. I'm not talking about Buffs fans. I am one of them. I root for the Colorado Buffaloes. I have since I was a little kid. And that's where Prime fans come in, and it's like, wait, I'm more of a Buff fan than you are, bro. Now, not all of them, and I'm not saying that Buffs fans don't come at me sometimes, but
Prime fans, you just got here.
You know nothing about the history of Colorado and this Buffs team. It's all about Shador and Shiloh and Hunter and Primetime, and those are great players and all of that. But it's a lot to take, man.
And it's not an attack on every little thing because we don't want to see Boulder or CU succeed. It's not that. This is what sports is. It's the up and coming. We're trying to rebuild this program. We're trying to erase the 1-11 season and progress every year. That's great. And we're standing by ready to watch what happens.
Yeah.
But we're going to analyze everything that goes on there. Because if it works, it's going to work and everyone else is going to do it.
Sure. And all these all these Buffs fans that get so mad, like Rams fans that say, why are you so obsessed with us? You keep tweeting. Because good or bad, even Rams fans will admit, this is very entertaining. This is and you're rooting for it to obviously go south if you're a Rams fan. But this is, man. This is sports at its best. We're seeing one of the most electrifying personalities in all of sports coach a football team that hasn't been very good for a long time. And taking advantage of the transfer portal and all the NIL stuff. And he has his kids on the team. And they're doing modeling stuff in France. And they're doing all this. It's fascinating to me.
I mean, has Travis Hunter put out anything on his social media about this stuff? About you have to go see Travis if you're kind of in between?
Yeah.
Well, I'm classified as an athlete, yeah, so do I need to talk to Travis?
I'm not really. Travis doesn't get, probably doesn't, they're not. He's not the gatekeeper. Again, that's what it looks like, is they're gatekeepers. Do players talk to other players and say, hey, bro, hit me up, message me someday? Yes,
it's that going on
happens
all the time, but it's going on in text messages and DMs and private conversations, not putting it onto your Instagram.
It's just defense transfers, DM me. Offense transfers, DM at Shador. This is not last chance you. I mean, okay. And that's the thing. Like, I didn't think it was a good look. I'm still a fan of Primetime. I'm actually still a fan of Shiloh Sanders. That, believe it or not, you can be a fan of people and not love their every single move.
Well, I think, you know, even the last chance you comment is, that has more of my attention. Because it's show up, be ready to work. And yeah, you got to show up and be ready to work at any college football team you go to.
Yeah.
But it's also about the development. And I could go in as a 4-star freshman and have to still earn my spot. Not just show up, you have 5 stars, you're starting.
So did you like the this is not last chance you? Did you like that portion of the tweet or Instagram thing?
No, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
And you know, last chance you, East Mississippi College or whatever, they had a much better record.
Right.
They won championships.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's like, it basically to me it was, this isn't a bad team, so if you're not very good, don't come here. Don't even message me if you're not very good. It's just, again, the optics don't look great, and it doesn't make you a terrible person for going against that a little bit. 38 minutes after the hour. And you know what the sad thing is? Like, you have a reputation, Prime fans. You have a reputation. I looked at Sean Keeler's article, dude, and I do not envy him today. He doesn't care. I mean, I'm beginning not to care, but Keeler really doesn't care. And they go, somebody said, Brady, you're sleazy and slimy, just like Keeler. I'm like, for saying something's not a good look? Whoa. What if I actually say something that is negative about Primetime? Good luck, man. You might want to shut her down for the day. 39 after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Angel, you probably don't think it could get any worse for the Rockies. You know, probably not, right? They're pretty bad.
They could be winless.
Yeah, they could be winless, or they could have triggered an FAA investigation of Airlines flight. They could have done that. Barstool Sports put this story out, and I think Chris Vanderveen, who Tanner and Brian talk to all the time, tweeted this out. The FFA confirms to 9 News that it's launched an investigation of an unauthorized person in the flight deck during a United charter flight for the Colorado Rockies last week. Video circulating online shows member of Rockies coaching staff in the cockpit. The headline from Barstool, the Colorado Rockies have triggered an FAA investigation of a United Airlines flight after a member of the Rockies coaching staff posted a video in the pilot's seat of the team plane as they flew to Toronto. Angel, they can't even ride a plane properly anymore. I mean, come on, don't let being bad at baseball just make you bad at everything else. Like, I don't know. I honestly didn't know you couldn't go in and post a video in the cockpit, Angel. I really didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the actual rule is. But, you know, FAA and United policies for flight crew can't be in the cockpit without supervision or...
I guess.
Can't have an unlicensed person operating a plane that's on a tarmac.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, I think, the worst thing in the world, but it's just, it's sad because anything with the Rockies that's somewhat negative is just going to be piling on at this point. Tanner's going to love the writer for Barstool because I know he's a Barstool fan. Here's what they say. Maybe the most forgotten MLB team out there. They aren't very good at baseball, so they might as well show us their hobbies. Some guys golf, some guys fish, some guys do Legos, some guys record themselves sitting in the cockpit of a passenger airliner as it is flying through the air. What's the worst that could happen? 4-15 on the season with a run differential of negative 41? Yeah, they've kind of already given up, it seems. So why not have one of your coaches in the cockpit hanging out like he's on a recliner at home? Do not let Tanner read that fully, okay?
So I stand corrected. This was while they were at cruising altitude. That this hitting coach went into the cockpit, sat in the pilot's chair while they're flying.
Are you? Oh, okay. Wow. Smitty says the pilot should have known and may lose his license. Probably.
Yeah. Federal regulations restrict people from accessing the flight deck or cockpit, so you know this will be a full-leg investigation. Civilian was literally hanging out in the pilot's seat with a plane full of people at cruising altitude.
What are we doing here?
Oh, man.
So we don't know the rules of baseball. We don't know how to win baseball. We also don't know how to, you know, ride a plane properly. Yikes.
I mean, I imagine this is not like a commercial flight, mm-hmm. but still a plane full of people, your own team,
uh-huh. yeah.
and probably some general managers or front office people.
What is he? Did like the pilot was like, yeah, you could film this. Let's go. And then put it out there for the world to see.
Yeah, he's sitting there in his suit and his Rockies colored sunglasses.
Oh,
the pilot's in there laughing.
No. That's bad. The Rockies play. It's in Denver tonight.
They are back home.
Are they actually going to play this game tonight?
I think so.
Our preps game that we were supposed to have just got canceled. Up here anyway. So we'll see. Rockies winning the series this weekend? You're going to win it?
No.
That's just too much to ask.
They might not ever win a series.
All year, they just never win a series?
I wouldn't be shocked. That's a very pessimistic attitude, but...
You're where I was.
There's nothing that inspires me to have confidence about this team.
You last year, you were so... you were so positive, man. You were so innocent. And you were like, well, come on, just say something nice about him. And I'm like, Angel.
There's young talent.
Right.
Young talent's not great.
Not that great. Not that great. It's none of it's really good at this stage. 46 minutes after the hour. All right, so we got the Avalanche ready to go, Angel. How about Nathan MacKinnon? 2 assists. He breaks the franchise season, single season record for points as the Avs beat the Oilers 5-1. That's just what the doctor ordered, man, was playing lights out like that. How about Eustace Onanen? Backup goalie for the Avs, 25 saves. He finished with a league-best 31 home wins. Colorado opens the playoffs, of course, coming up against Winnipeg on Sunday. Do I ask the question? The obvious question? Who's the starting goalie on Sunday?
I think it's a fair question to ask. I think it's more of a prevalent question after game one.
So you're not messing with Georgie?
I would start Georgie to see how it goes. If it's not good, if it's bad, if he's got mental, you know, struggles, take him out and you go from there.
Well, this is the same situation he was in last year. Frankie, I just saw, by the way, Francois, whatever, he retired. He called it quits.
Oh.
So, congrats, man.
Darn.
He got a cup. Did they get rings in hockey? That's a dumb.
They do.
Okay, good. I should know that.
They get rings and banners and
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the same situation that Bednar was in with Frankie and Darcy Kemper. Was, okay, do you pull the plug now or do you go for it? Because if you pull the plug now, it's going to be very hard to go back. So if you say, hey, Georgie, we're sitting you down, and then Eustace is bad for two games, and then you go back to Georgie, well, again, we talked about the mental aspect of being a goalie and confidence is everything. And if you pulled him and then you put him back in, it's a tough hill to climb back over. So it's interesting how it kind of repeats itself from what we saw a couple years ago. Bednar's going to be tasked with the same kind of thing. Does that win over Edmonton last night, the way they won this game? I mean, they were up 3-0 before I could even sit down, Angel.
It was quick.
Yeah, and they outscored the Oilers 4-1 in the first. They scored another insurance goal in the second, and then that was it. Edmonton did get one in the first, I believe, late in the first. But it was a blowout.
Yeah, I think that's how this Avs team likes to play, is using their speed to their offensive advantage, scoring quickly, scoring a few goals in the first period, and then you can settle into the game a little bit. And then, you know, if the defense needs to clutch up in the second or third, you can do it because you have that goal cushion. But this is not a team that can chase.
Yeah, that's been – well, we say about the Nuggets, right? Play with your food. The Avs do that early. You know, in games they're supposed to win or even games that are supposed to be competitive, they've had a tendency to get down early and then they either spend the entire game trying to make that epic comeback or it just falls short. And that was the case the last couple of weeks. So does this give you more confidence or do anything to your confidence level as far as now your thoughts on the series coming up against Winnipeg?
I think it goes up a little bit. Like we kind of talked about yesterday, was this team kind of coasting a little bit into the end of the season and they're just, once we get to the playoffs, we'll be ready. I like to think that is the case here, so see how they come out in game one. If you can go on the road and get it against the team that swept you in the regular season, that would boost my confidence a lot.
Yeah, game one's going to be big. I mean, it's always big. It's critical. It's a tone setter for all of this. Nuggets and the Lakers, that's a big one coming up tomorrow night on Gel. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. The return of the shirt is coming. Cannot wait for it, man. Let's talk Nuggets-Lakers match. How do they match up? Who's guarding who on each side? Let's get over onto that in just a moment. Right now, we'll take a quick break on the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Really?
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. And while I have you here for a moment, I got a question for you. Are you future focused like me? I am. I am future focused. With Allo, you can count on a future proofed network that can keep up with the technology of tomorrow. Switch to the award winning internet speed you deserve with Allo Fiber. Check them out. You can give them a call at 970-503-5010 or check them out online at allofiber.com. Angel, now that we've had a couple of days to settle on this matchup coming up between the Nuggets and the Lakers, I still have a feeling the Nuggets are going to sweep this thing. And that's going to be my official prediction. You and I are going to battle it out for the playoffs here. You know, we're going to give our picks and everything. We don't have to go game by game.
Okay, I was going to ask.
You just have to give me
the series.
Nuggets in five, whatever. So that's all I'm looking for. We have games tonight. Bulls and Heat, Kings and Pelicans.
Yes.
Is Zion playing? He's not playing, is he?
He's not playing.
So Zion's out, and then obviously we get bad news yesterday with the Heat.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's expected to miss a few weeks, if not out indefinitely.
Yeah. So let's look at that one right now, and then in the next hour we'll get into buy or sell, but we'll also go through the actual playoffs. So 5 o'clock tonight, the play-in game on the Eastern Conference side of things, Bulls Heat. Miami is a 1.5-point favorite still, even with the Butler situation. And keep in mind, the Bulls have not won 40 games. They won 39 of 43 this year. So who do you like there?
Without Butler, I think that's a big loss for them. I don't know if the Heat have enough left over, or at least scoring-wise, to really keep them going. I'm going to go with Chicago.
Going with the Bulls. Give me the Bulls, too. I like the Bulls to win this game. 7:30 tonight on TNT. Kings and Pelicans, and as you just mentioned it, Zion might not be playing in this one. We know Malik Monk is still out for the Kings. It's a big loss for them. I'm feeling good about the Kings, and if there's no Zion tonight, and the way Brandon Ingram played through a good chunk of that game, I would be feeling pretty good about the Kings. So give me Sacramento to move on, and they'll be up against the Oklahoma City Thunder in round one.
Yeah, I'm there as well. I think the Kings can be a one team that could go on a bit of a run in the playoffs with the way that Fox and Sabonis can play their game. You obviously have a guy like Keon Ellis who's going to be their defensive gem. Yeah, I like the Kings to get into the playoffs.
And the Kings could be scary, man. They could do something interesting against the Thunder. I don't know if they win that series, but they could duke it out and force that game to go 6 or 7.
Well, it's an interesting comparison. The Thunder are probably where the Kings were at last year in terms of their development of their youth. The Kings obviously had a tough second half of their season to where they fell off a little bit, but they have that playoff experience from last year, even though they lost in the first round, that you could take into a game against a young Thunder team.
Yeah, well, that should be actually a really fun series. All right, coming up in the final hour of the week, we're going to get to buy or sell, also Nuggets, Lakers matchups. Who's going to kind of be, who do you expect to be, I'm not going to say unsung hero, there's only going to be, what, 7-8 guys for the Nuggets going at it, but who do you think is going to be the MVP of this series, and how will it unfold? Let's talk about that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Buy or sell, coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.